Essay, The Travel Bug, by Kip A. Cates. Overseas travel can expand your horizons, break down stereotypes, and open your eyes to the wider world. As Mark Twain noted, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. My parents were travelers. They loved to explore foreign countries. Each summer, they hired a babysitter for us children, then flew off overseas. They always came home with exciting photos, gifts, and stories from the places they'd been. My brother and I yearned to go with them, but we were too young. One day, when we were older, my parents called us in for a talk. I was 12 years old. My brother was 14. "It's time," they said. My brother and I looked at our watches. "No, no," they explained, "not that kind of time. It's time for you to join us on our travels. You're both old enough now. We want to take you to Europe for 5 weeks. It'll be a family adventure." Wow! There was just one problem. It was the middle of the semester, and we needed permission from school. My brother and I were doubtful. There was no way the principal would let us skip 5 weeks of classes. However, my parents took the offensive. They explained their plan and described the benefits of our trip. The principal hesitated.
5 weeks, he said. "That's a long time.
But this will be a very educational experience.
So my answer is
yes." We couldn't believe our ears. "However," he continued, "there's one condition. You'll have to take your textbooks and do 5 weeks of schoolwork while you travel." Ouch! Soon after, we flew off to Europe. It was my first trip overseas. The next 5 weeks were a dream come true. Countries that I'd only studied in books, England, Holland, Germany, Spain, came alive as we explored each one. Every day was an adventure, riding double-decker buses in London, strolling the Champs-Élysées in Paris, attending bullfights in Madrid, taking gondolas in Venice. We explored the British Museum, toured medieval German castles, admired the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, and visited cathedrals in Rome. However, each night was hard work, studying in the hotel, reading our textbooks, and doing homework for math and science. That trip changed my life. It stimulated a lifelong interest in history, geography, politics, religion, art, culture, and language. For the first time, I realized how big the world is and how exciting it is to explore. I came home a changed boy. I was bitten by the travel bug and have never recovered. There's a Japanese proverb, "Kawaii ko niwa tabio saseyo." Cute children should be sent off to travel. Although I wasn't so cute, I definitely agree that young people should travel abroad and see the world like I did.